Dustin Baker, Deputy Director, Economics and Domestic Production Issues.
Dustin, give us the reaction of NPPC following news that the full House voted down the farm bill earlier today.
We were certainly disappointed that H.R. 2, or the farm bill, did not pass through the House today. It contained a number of provisions that would have been very helpful for our producers, not the least of which is the FMD vaccine bank funding. I guess kind of moving forward, we're hopeful that the bill will be reconsidered and that we'll be able to get it across the finish line both on the House and the Senate side.
What, in your opinion, is a likely time frame? If they do vote on it again, we're not sure exactly when that might be, but following policy the way that you do, what are some scenarios that you think could certainly play out?
That's a good question, and anyone's guess is as good as mine. I guess from our standpoint, we're hoping for this to move sooner rather than later, because the bottom line is that our producers need certainty that the farm bill can help deliver. And any time that you have a state of uncertainty, it's not the best environment for business decisions to be made or investments to be made in rural America.
Looking at the sticking points right now, certainly the big one is the nutrition program and the partisan divide there. But for NPPC and for pork producers, were there amendments that were proposed or things that you look at and think that could be another point of contention as they get back to work on the farm bill that's more directly related to pork producers?
Sure. Well, there's a couple amendments that we were paying attention to, one of which was proposed by Congressman Thompson from Pennsylvania that would require USDA to review the school nutrition rules that were designed by former First Lady Michelle Obama. There's another rider that was sponsored by Congressman Banks of Indiana that would repeal the 2014 Waters of the United States rule. And of course, there is also the amendment from Congressman Bratt that was focused on limiting the ability of checkoffs to engage in some of the activities that that they currently engage in, including marketing and research that's so important to our industry. And so we were glad that we were able to get that last one. It actually was withdrawn and was not offered on the floor. So that was a very positive step for all of agriculture and in the future of research and promotion activities.
Livestock groups have a pretty big ask in for an FMD vaccine bank. And when you look at how that is put into the House Farm Bill and the uncertainty that remains as they go back to the drawing board on the Farm Bill, how important is that vaccine bank to NPPC?
The FMD vaccine bank and the ability to protect ourselves against an outbreak of foot and mouth disease is critically important to not only the pork industry, but the livestock industry in general. We have not had an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in our country since the 1920s. And it's our belief that it's not a matter of if it happens, but when it happens. And so we were very pleased that our language was included in the House Farm Bill that would allow for funds to be allocated toward building up an offshore vaccine bank, as well as delivering dollars to state block grants for disease prevention, and dollars as well for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network for diagnostic support. You know, it's critically important for us to be able to stamp out a disease outbreak and quickly open up the export markets that would quickly shut down in the event of a disease outbreak. So we're going to continue to beat that drum. We're, again, very, very happy to see that the House included that in their bill, and we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that we continue to have that language included.
Dustin, anything else on the farm bill today?
Well, I think today was certainly a step back, but we're hopeful that we'll continue to work together with the rest of the barnyard here in Washington, D.C., and those up on Capitol Hill in order to have a positive outcome, because, you know, the bottom line is it's the right thing to do to help provide certainty to our producers and provide the tools in place in order to really respond to outbreaks of foreign animal diseases.